Good morning, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad that you've joined us. We're looking this morning at Psalm 119. We looked at Psalm 110 previously, Psalm 119, if you'd like to get your Bible there. We're going to look at that great psalm dealing with the Word of God. And the Word of God is being neglected so much today. There are so many statistics showing that many Americans just are not reading their Bible, let alone studying it or applying it. They're not even reading it. And yet the Bible is everywhere. So let's look at this great Psalm 119 on the Word of God. And I hope that it will help us. Now, this psalm is known for two things. First of all, it's the longest of the Psalms. We will go through all of it, but we're going to break it up over several editions of the Let the Bible Speak program. So we're going to be the next few weeks in Psalm 119. But because the Word of God is so important today, and because it's being neglected so much today, I believe it warrants our attention to spend several weeks talking about the importance of the Bible and how that it needs to be in my life, and if I'm married, my spouse's life, and if we have children in their lives, if we have friends in their lives, it is so important. It's being neglected today. I believe it warrants our special attention. So it's known as the longest psalm. It's also known as an alphabetic psalm. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And this psalm is divided up into 22 stanzas or strophes or paragraphs or sections, and each stanza has 8 verses, and the first word of each verse starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So the first 8 verses, each word of each verse begins with the letter A. Verses 9 through 15, the beginning word in each verse begins with B. Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, He, Vav, Zion, and so forth. So it's called an alphabetic psalm. The first word in each verse for 8 verses has a Hebrew letter beginning at the beginning of that word, and then you move to the next stanza, and you move to the next letter. And it's a very interesting thing. It is believed that maybe the Jews did that, the author, and then recorded and continued on by the Jews to have a device that they could have to memorize this psalm, because it deals with the most important topic, and that is the Word of God. So going down through, it would be like going down through the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and building a psalm on that to help remember that and memorize that. So let's look at this great psalm. Now, I'm choosing to take about 5 of these stanzas each week, and so we're just going to hit the highlights. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to pick out one word in each stanza to focus on. Every verse has great lessons in it. Every verse is filled with some discussion or description of the Word of God. There are about 8 different words that are used for the Word of God: law, word, precept, testimony, commandment, and so forth. Every verse has great lessons, but we're going to take each stanza and just pick out one word or theme to focus in on and try to make application for us today. And we'll take about 5 of them or so each week until we get through these 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Let's begin with Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Jehovah. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. Yea, they do no unrighteousness, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us thy precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Oh, that my ways were established, to observe thy statutes. Then shall I not be put to shame, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will give thanks unto thee with uprightness of heart, when I learn thy righteous judgments. I will observe thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Let's look at this first stanza, and our key word is blessing. When we have the Word of God in our lives, we will be blessed. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Do you want to be blessed, friends? Do you want a blessed life, both physically and spiritually speaking? When we have the principles and the precepts of God's Word in our lives, blessing comes because God is with us in his Word. God gives every good thing from heaven, James 1:17. And a part of that is his Word. And if it'll be in our lives, our marriages will be blessed. Our soul will be blessed because we will obey the gospel and we'll be baptized into Christ and our sins will be removed. When we follow biblical principles, there are biblical principles dealing with work, with marriage, with our tongue, with our dress, with our attitude, with our friends, with money. When we follow these biblical principles, we will have a blessed life. And so we need to observe the testimonies in order to be blessed. We need to seek God wholeheartedly. The blessing comes when we keep his testimonies and seek him with the whole heart. So many people are seeking everything else in life. They're not seeking first the kingdom, Matthew 6:33. We need to avoid sin. God's word will help us to avoid sin and keep a clear conscience. And we'll be blessed with sin out of our lives. If you look at the problems that people have in their lives, it is traced to some sin, some activity or thought or word that is not right with God, and it's causing the problems. Following God's word gives us a blessed life. And of course, we give thanks to the Lord, and that brings blessing. So the first thing that we want to think about with regard to God's word is we will have a blessed life when that word permeates every part of our life. Let's look at a second characteristic or benefit of the word of God in our life, and that is that we will be spiritually pure. Let's talk about purity. Verse 9 through 16. So this is the first stanza. Each word began with Aleph. This stanza, each beginning word is with Beth, the B sound. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. God's word in our lives brings us spiritual purity. We need to follow God's word, and it will allow us to have a pure way. Because God's word tells us how to get sin out of our lives. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart in the Sermon on the Mount. And in the same Beatitudes, he said, those who hunger and thirst after God's righteousness. And that comes to us in his word. How can a young man keep his way pure or cleanse his way by taking heed to thy word. We can learn how to flee youthful lusts. We can learn, like Joseph, how to run away from sexual sin. We can be baptized into Christ by following the gospel, obeying the gospel, and have sins washed away. God's word can help us with avoiding temptation. And so it's very important to let God's word safeguard us, cleanse us, and safeguard us from sin. We can obtain purity by obeying the gospel, by following the word of God, and then we can maintain, not just obtain it, but maintain it again through the word of God. Paul talks about in Philippians 4:8, whatever is pure, think on these things. Well, where does that come from? Things that are found in the word of God. There is so much in our society that is impure. And our music and our movies and video games and social media and things that you can see on your phone is dirty and smutty and ugly and sinful. And we've got to get back to the purity of God's word, making our lives pure. There's so much in our society that is filthy. We need to get God's word back in our lives to make us pure. And our world says, well, just go along with it. And that's not what God's word says. And a young man, there is so much trouble today in youth. Their minds are filled with such filthy things that they could be clean and pure and use their youth in a much better way. But it comes by following the word of God. Let's look now at the third stanza, Gimel, or the G sound, verses 17 through 24. And let's look at the characteristic of companionship. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live. So will I observe thy word. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a sojourner in the earth. Hide not thou commandments from me. My soul breaks for the longing that it hath unto thine ordinances at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, that do wonder from thy commandments. Take away from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also sat and talked against me, but thy servant did meditate on thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. So the author is wandering through the earth and needs companionship. There are people around him, princes and others, that are talking against him, and he needs companionship. The word of God provides companionship. Everybody's looking for friends and relationships and community, but often they're looking in the wrong place, and they will not let God's word be their guide and their companion. If we follow God's word, it will be close to us. It will help us. And when the world rejects us, he said, princes sit and talk against me. When the world rejects us, we still have God and his word on our side. We go through life. Christians go through life, Peter says, as pilgrims and sojourners. But we always have companionship with God and his word. And we need to remember that. And God's favor, God's companionship and closeness is better than man. We are social beings. We're not meant to be on an island by ourselves. We're social beings, and we crave the communication and attention and approval of others, conversation. But some are making friendships with the world, James 4 and verse 4. They're trying to please men, Galatians 1:10, and they need to be pleasing God. They need to have God as their companion. And so God's word will be close to us. And those that are not living right, God's word will rebuke the arrogant. Friends, we need to have God and his word in our lives. We need to have it close to us. We need to have this attitude of, open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. The wonders of God's power are read in the word of God. The wonders of God's salvation are found in the word of God. The promises of God are found there. And we need to open up our eyes and open up our Bibles. And just, you don't have to read very long until you'll be reading about wondrous things. But there are a lot of lonely people in the world, and they turn to all kinds of things to deal with that loneliness. They turn to drugs and alcohol and immoral relationships and gambling. And they don't realize that they have a void in their life, and God and his word can fill that void. And it will be a companion that will never bring us down, but will always build us up. It will never lead us astray, but will always lead us in the right way. We are sojourning, and we need God at our right side. Look with me at the next section, Daleth, the D sound, the fourth stanza. And let's consider what the word of God will do for us. My soul cleaves unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. I declared my ways, and thou answerest me, teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I meditate on thy wondrous works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of falsehood, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Thine ordinances have I set before me. I cleave unto thy testimonies. O Jehovah, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. At the very beginning, the psalmist says of this section, quicken thou me according to thy word. Make me alive. I want to talk about strength. I want to talk about strength. And then in verse 28, strengthen thou me according to thy word. We all face difficulties in life. We all face problems in life. But God's word provides strength in times of grief, in times of trouble. Strengthen us. When we put on the word of God and the whole armor of God, we have strength against the devil. And we can be strengthened and built up by the word of God. Paul says to the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20, I commend you to the word of God and his grace, which is able to build you up. We need building up, and it's the word of God that will do that. God has shown that he cares for us. The psalmist said, I've told you my ways and you answered me. He cares for us. He gives us guidance. And we can meditate on his word and get strength from that. Notice in verse 29, remove from me thy way of falsehood. There are ways of the world that do not strengthen us. Lies and errors and falsehood that does not strengthen us, that does not build us up. And so, friends, we need strength. We need shoring up, and the Word of God can do that. In verse 28, my soul melts for heaviness, strengthen thou me. There are things that weigh down the heart and mind of individuals. Illnesses, bad news, broken relationships, failures, natural disasters, troubled times, and our soul melts for heaviness. People are weighed down by things in life, but God can bring us back up. And again, like I mentioned before, when people are weighed down, they turn to the wrong thing, the drugs and alcohol and gambling and bad friends. And they're trying to fill some void, or they're trying to work through some heaviness of heart, and they turn to the wrong thing. God's Word is there for us. We're seeing many problems today, friends, because God's Word is not in our life. Over the past 50 years or so, 40 years, there has been a slow degeneration and removal, a concerted attempt by liberals, both in religion and in politics and in education and in society as a whole, to remove God's Word from our lives. Don't pray, don't go to church, don't read your Bible, get rid of the Ten Commandments. And we're seeing a whole segment of society without strength, without help, without guidance, without blessing. And we've got to get God's Word back in our life. And then last of all, let's look at the fifth stanza, the Hebrew letter He, or the H sound. Let's see what it will do for us. Teach me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken me in thy ways. Confirm unto thy servant thy word, which is in order unto the fear of thee. Turn away my reproach, whereof I am afraid, for thine ordinances are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. God's Word can give us revival. Revivals are common in the religious world. Sometimes people will go to a revival meeting. This was common, especially back in the 1800s. And they would revive their attitude toward God. But revival comes from the Word of God. The version that I read in verse 37, quicken me in thy ways. Some other versions say, revive me. And then in verse 40, quicken me in thy righteousness. Other versions say, revive me through your righteousness. To be revived means to be made alive again. And God has made revival possible through His Word. We're dead in sin, Ephesians 2:5, dead meaning separated from God, but we can be made alive when that sin is forgiven. And it's the words of Jesus that give us life, John 6:63. But we've got to take advantage of the opportunity to be made alive. The Calvinist and others say that if you're dead in sin, there's nothing that you can do to get out of that sin until God gives you a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. He forces you to get out of that deadness. But that's not what this psalm teaches or the rest of Scripture. Revival is possible through the Word of God, but we have to take advantage of that revival. The gospel is the power of God into salvation, Romans 1:16. And it's been revealed to us, but we must obey it. So Paul writes in Romans 6 that you were obedient from the heart to that form of teaching. The form of teaching is the gospel. That's how we get out of that sin. And when we're baptized into Christ, we can have those sins washed away. And we've got to follow God's word. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Revive me in thy righteousness. It's the precepts, the word of God, that brings the revival of righteousness. So we have to learn what those precepts are. We have to learn what God's word is. And we must learn with the intention of obeying. The psalmist talks about not just, I want to learn some information, but I want to learn so that I can observe it with my whole heart. It's not a matter of just reading, friends. It's not a matter of just learning some information. We've got to then observe it with my whole heart. We've got to obey. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Paul also talks about in the book of Romans, at the beginning of the book and at the end, about the obedience of faith. We have to obey what we have learned. And so, revival, being revived again from sin. And we've got to choose that in our life. Friends, do you want to be walking around like the walking dead? Dead in sin? Or do you want to have that sin washed away and be made alive again in Christ Jesus? Friends, the Word of God needs to be in our life. It will bring blessings. It will bring purity. We can be clean. We don't have to have a filthy mind and a mind that's in the gutter, so to speak. We can have companionship. We can have someone help us along this life's road. We can be strengthened when we are weighed down. We can have revival from sin. So many people are just stuck in their old worldly ways, lethargic, and just going through the motions. They need a revival. They need an awakening. And the Word of God can bring that in your life. Friends, if we can help you to do that, whether it's reading God's Word together, studying God's Word together, obeying it, if I can help you to do that, please contact us here on the Let the Bible Speak program. Thank you for joining us, and I hope that you'll have a good day.